morning and welcome to the show today, View from Above. We're so happy to have you here today. And today we're talking about unmerited favor. And unmerited favor is just blessings that God is pouring out upon you. It's preferential treatment, and Amen. You are deserving it. And today what you're going to find out is how to receive it, what it means for you in the real world. And most times people, when they talk about unmerited favor, they talk about grace and they talk about mercy. But these are very kind of religious terms, and most people don't really understand how does that translate to what's happening in your life. Right. Today we're going to get into it and begin to talk about how it changes your life totally and completely. It's the best gift you will ever receive.
How exciting. Let's do it.
We are doing it.
I know.
So, the first thing is, let's start talking. I want to give you a verse here, a foundational verse. It's in 2 Corinthians, and it's chapter 9, verse 8. And it says, God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work.
Amen. What a beautiful verse.
I love it. You may have this grace, that you may have all sufficiency in all things for an abundance.
Abundance.
No lack at all.
Abundance is the key.
Abundance is the key. Absolutely. So, with unmerited favor, one of the things I wanted to talk about is it levels the playing field. Mm-hmm. How does it translate into your life? It doesn't matter what your background is. It doesn't matter if you were born poor. It doesn't matter if you went through accidents or traumas. It doesn't feel like you if you didn't feel that you had the advantages that other people have. It doesn't matter. See, unmerited favor is God washing away, wiping away all of the stuff from your past, so he lifts you out of your past and delivers you into the palace.
Praise God. It reminds me of the guidance that we received a few weeks ago, how God told us, don't dwell on the past, don't look back. When you look back, it's death. Mm-hmm. Your life begins today. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Your life begins right now, today. So take the message, receive it, make it yours. We believe that today, it's not us who's talking to you. The Spirit of God is coming into your home, into your heart, and you will receive the unmerited favor today. So no more looking back starting today, only looking forward. And let me tell you, your future is bright. Your future is great. You will receive it today.
Yeah. So how do you get this unmerited favor? How do you get this preferential treatment? You know, that when you walk into places, people recognize you. Doors are open for you. Opportunities begin to happen without you really doing or saying anything, it seems like. It just seems like you walk in and now the opportunities are there and begin to unfold for you. And it really starts by inviting Jesus into your heart. When you do this, that's what the gift that God has given. And Jesus, when you invite him into your heart, your all that stuff from the past is washed away, and you now have a clean slate. And under that clean slate, what God is giving you, the gift that he is revealing to you, is blessing.
Praise God.
He has tons of blessing that is now coming upon you. And that blessing and that favor is translating as you go different places, as you go about your day, as you go about your work, opportunities start to open for you. There's more abundance coming in.
You receive the Spirit. That's how it works, right? It doesn't matter what you call the favor that is coming into your life. If you don't like the name Jesus, and I know a lot of people would hate me for saying that, call him Father, call him God, call him the Spirit, invite him into your heart. He will come. He will guide you through your life. But understand this, that what Jesus had done for you is the gift that keeps on giving.
Mm-hmm.
And when
mm-hmm.
you will receive that gift, which is the finished work of God, and we will explain today what it means for you, for your life will change. Your heart will open. You will receive vision above the physical world.
Yeah.
You will know where to go. You will be prompted to do the things that you should be doing. So mistakes don't happen mm-hmm. with the Spirit. And you will receive the destiny that you were created for. That is very exciting, and that's what I want you to receive today, unmerited favor.
Yeah, and that means there's no condemnation, because I think a lot of times people are beating themselves up because in the past they had made a mistake, or they feel like they weren't good enough, or they're not working hard enough to make something happen. And they start to beat themselves up, feel guilty that this is why I'm not successful, this is why it's not happening. But when you start working with God, you have that unmerited favor. It means that you're going to be blessed. All you need to do is walk in alignment with what God is saying, and you're going to receive the blessing. You're going to receive the success. You're going to receive the life transformation. See, this is the reason why we receive healing. It doesn't matter what the disease or the condition is called. Under God's grace, under that unmerited favor, we receive total and complete healing.
Absolutely.
We are to walk in healing. This is why we receive prosperity. It's why we're supposed to be blessed and prosperous. We're not supposed to be in lack. We're supposed to have, as it says here, abundance.
Abundance.
Abundance. And that comes because of God's unmerited favor, His preferential treatment when you walk in His alignment with Him. You now receive that as a gift. It's an incredible blessing. This is why you should be getting promotions. This is why there should be transformation in your life. Why love should continue to grow, as it is with my partner here, in incredible ways.
Amen to that. And the beautiful thing, all you have to do is just expect it. You see, I believe I'm blessed and highly favored.
Amen.
And it applies to things small and big in life, you know, in everything. You might just want to start with small things to get it into your system because it needs to become a habit, right? Like for me, I know wherever I go, God prepares the best parking spot for me. The story is getting old because whenever I drive, it's just in my system already. Whenever I drive into the parking lot, the first thing that just wakes up in my spirit, I'm blessed and highly favored. So I know that I'm going to get the best spot, the closest to the entrance, and I will park easily, even during Christmas times, right?
Amen.
When it's crazy, when you just can't even get close to the shopping malls, I know that I will get the best parking spot. And lo and behold, I do.
You've got the parking lot blessing on you.
I love this term. I got the parking lot blessing on me. And you know what's interesting? When you walk in favor with God, your favor jumps on other people that are close to you.
Yeah.
So I know I've heard reports from our people, members of Golden Heart, that now they have the same blessing on them, right?
Same blessing, yeah.
They get parking spots, they get preferential treatment, and they believe they're blessed and highly favored. And when you start with small things, it starts spreading into your life, right? Because it becomes a part of you. You start walking on this earth knowing that your future is bright, that you're blessed, and wherever you go, you get the preferential treatment.
And because it's unmerited favor, you're getting these parking spots. You're not working for those parking spots. You're not circling endlessly. You're not out putting cones up to make sure nobody parks in these spots. You're not having to do any of that.
And I'm not fighting with anybody. And I'm telling you, this is my spot. You're not going to get it. No, people just part, you know, the way, and they welcome me into it.
So unmerited favor, you're not working for it. The way opens because God is providing preferential treatment, best spot in the place waiting for you when you get there.
I know. And some people would say, well, why are you the person who should get it? Why do you deserve it? And I say, you know what? I don't. I don't deserve it. And that's the most exciting part about it.
Yeah.
You don't have to deserve it. It's a gift that is given to you. That is the most beautiful part. Given to who? To everybody. You are the person that this gift is given to. So you don't deserve it. You don't have to work for it. You just have to believe it and receive it.
Amen.
And just make it part of your life. You deserve it because God said so.
You had another story that we were talking about where you didn't deserve it. They were trying to give you a promotion.
Oh, that was an interesting story. You see, before I started doing what I'm doing today, walking with God and helping people, I was blessed already even before I started my path as the God's, you know, messenger and the healer and you know, the giver of the word.
So that means this unmerited favor isn't happening just because we're the ones that are teaching and talking about God.
Absolutely.
This was happening
not
to you before because the unmerited favor was already on you.
Absolutely. I like you making this point. Thank you very much. Did I deserve it? No. See, I was working for a very good company, you know, doing computer programming. totally the opposite of what I'm doing today, right? But I was pretty successful in it. It wasn't my job per se. I wasn't excited about it. But being people person and just loving everybody and just being there brought the favor on me. So the times were kind of tough in that profession at the moment, and a lot of people were laying off at my company. And this laying off was happening like for at least 3 years. So every day, pretty much, somebody was laid off.
And they laid off like hundreds of people.
Hundreds
company,
of
right?
people,
it wasn't just
yes.
A couple of people.
Hundreds of people because, yeah, the shift was happening in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
But the interesting part, they kept me, and I don't know why, because I really didn't like doing the technical work, sitting in front of the computer. I did it because I had to. I was taking long coffee breaks. God forgive me. I was talking to people for a long time. And what I was hearing from my supervisors, that they just wanted to promote me. They wanted to put me into the management position. Nobody ever thought of laying me off, you know, and it was the weirdest thing ever because people who were experts in the field, they were with the company for 15 years, for 10 years,
yeah.
They were getting laid off, and I felt so bad because I was a newbie, but the favor was on
yeah.
me.
And that's because, you know, God did forgive you. It wasn't that you had to be working for it. It wasn't that you had to be doing everything right, not taking long coffee breaks or long lunches or showing up late to work. It wasn't any of that stuff, because unmerited favor isn't about that. It's about God's blessing being upon you. You're his child, and he's going to find a way for you to receive increase. He's going to find a way for you to be promoted. When hundreds are being laid off from the company, you're going to be getting the invitation to move up to a higher level. Say amen to that.
Amen to that. And that will happen to you as well. You just need to know that you're walking in divine mm-hmm. favor, listening to the voice of God, the Spirit of God, that will place you at the right moment, at the right time, and believe that you have favor on you. Right? We're sharing it with you today. Whatever is on us, the favor that is on us, the preferential treatment.
Yeah.
What did you call the parking's favor? You know,
The parking blessing?
The parking blessing. It's jumping on you right now. Because this is what God created for you. You're supposed to walk in favor.
Check this out. Here's another verse. This is from Psalms 84, verse 11. And it says, "For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly."
No good thing
will he withhold. So God's not going to withhold anything from your life. You should be expecting to receive incredible blessings, favor, jobs, promotions, increase, happiness, love. There should be no lack on any area of your life. You should be
Amen
healthy.
To that.
You should be strong. This is what God's will is for you. And it says to those, I want to clarify something, because at the end of it, it says, for those who walk uprightly. Well, sometimes people say, well, I'm not walking that way. I'm making mistakes. But if you've received Jesus into your heart, then you are, because what that does is it automatically cleanses all the mistakes you're making, all the shortcomings, and still the grace and the favor is upon you. The unmerited favor is there. You don't have to work for it. See, that's why it's unmerited, because you don't have to work and try to do everything right. You just have to stay in alignment with God. Now, I had someone ask me a very interesting question
mm-hmm.
this week. They said to me, well, Ted, you talk about not having to work for it, that it's unmerited,
right.
But you're also saying that I have to take actions to stay in alignment with God. So that sounds like I have to work for it because I'm taking actions.
Good question.
And when they asked this question, I was like, whoa. But luckily, God gave me an analogy, and he said, what he started telling me is, you have a bank account,
mm-hmm.
and the bank account has your money in that bank account, and you have the number to that bank account, but to get the money out of that bank account, you have to follow the process. There's a certain actions you have to take, and you have to follow the process in order to receive your own money.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to the ATM, you've got to have your ATM card. You've got to have your PIN number. And then when you get to the ATM, you have to put the card into that little slot. You can't just find two little bricks and slide your card in between them and think you're going to get money out that way. Or if you're going up to the teller, you need to fill out the little slip, right? They have the paper, and you're supposed to have your bank account number on there, and you need to have your driver's license or ID or an ATM card with a PIN again to show who you are. If you were to walk up to that teller and begin to jump up and down and say, I want my money, I want my money, probably after a little while, security would drag you out of the place. You know, it's not, you've got to follow the process.
Right.
But it's a process that you're putting into action to receive what already belongs to you.
Amen.
It's your money in the bank account that you're trying to get out, but you have to follow this process. And all of us understand the process to make a withdrawal from our bank account.
Right.
The same thing applies for God's favor. He's already given to you health. He has already given to you blessing. He has already given to you the promotion. He has already given you the raise. But now, how do we make the withdrawal? It's the same thing. We have to get into action, follow the process, and if we follow the process, it puts us into alignment so that we can receive what already belongs to you. The promotion already belongs to you. The raise already belongs to you. The health already belongs to you. God has already given it to you. And all we have to do is get into action, follow the process, and we will receive what already is waiting for us. Just like your money is waiting in the bank account for you to come and withdraw it. Same thing. All the gifts that God has given you are already waiting for you. And it's not that you have to work for it. We just have to follow the process.
We'll explain more about it and we'll go deeper into this subject after the break.
Welcome back to View from Above, and we're talking about unmerited favor, how God's grace and mercy work in your life to change everything. I mean, everything is already, God has poured out incredible gifts for you. And when we put ourselves in alignment with the, follow His process, putting ourselves in alignment with His ways, we begin to receive that in incredible ways. Now, I want to start talking about, there was another place in the Bible where they received some incredible unmerited favor. And this was the Israelites when they were in the wilderness. For 40 years, the Israelites were wandering in the wilderness before they got to the promised land. Here's how grace or unmerited favor was working for the Israelites while they were wandering. Now think about this. 40 years, you're wandering in a desert. There's like over 2 million people out there. During that time, they always had food. They never hungered. They never got sick, ever. Nobody got sick. And their clothes never wore out. I want to know who's making their shoes.
I know the guy's name. His name is God.
That's right. That's right. But that's incredible that during those 40 years, their clothes never wore out.
I know.
They never got sick. I mean, what kind of herbs or medicine were they taking?
It wasn't about that. They were high in the spirit. Nope.
It wasn't about the maker of the clothes. It wasn't about the medicine. It wasn't about they must have been really good hunters and gatherers to gather that much food. It was unmerited favor, the grace of God pouring out everything that they needed. He was protecting them so they were healthy. He was keeping their clothes so they weren't wearing. Isn't that amazing? Now, think about that for your life. Think about if it could do that 40 years in a desert area for over 2 million people, and their clothes aren't wearing out, and they're not starving. I mean, imagine now for yourself in your life how God's unmerited favor can begin to work for you.
Right.
See, I want you to expand your mind and begin to see beyond the normal limits. And I also want you to tell this great story that you had when we went to Texas recently to a cheesecake factory.
Absolutely. And before I do that, I want to kind of expand on the unmerited favor.
Yeah.
thing. See, I hear people say that they do have to work hard to become somebody. And then if God is willing, see, this is the, if God is willing, we will do well. Mm-hmm. Or if God is willing, we will keep our position. Or if God is willing, we will keep our money. If God is willing, our kids will be safe and well. Let me tell you something. God is willing.
Yeah.
Don't ever say, if God is willing. That is this verse that you read before for us. God is willing. He already said so, okay? You are His child. He prepared everything for you, and He already gave it to you. So don't doubt what He said. He is willing. That means that you need to take a withdrawal, make a withdrawal from your heavenly account. It's that easy.
It also requires renewing your mind. You've got to change your thinking and start knowing that God is willing. And even continually this happens where you begin to see in a bigger and bigger way. Even this week, I remember, we've been talking about where we're working on some projects and stuff, and we've been saying, well, we're going to get our breakthrough. Well, God started speaking to me today, a couple days ago, and He said, you already have your breakthrough.
Praise God.
And by saying
and
that
I started
you
jumping
are waiting
up and down.
For your breakthrough,
right.
You're putting yourself back, because the minute we receive Jesus into our heart, we have the breakthrough. Jesus doing for the 3 days when He was in the tomb? He was making a breakthrough for you.
Right.
He was breaking through the sicknesses. He was
Amen.
Breaking through the obstacles. He was
yes.
breaking down the walls. He was breaking down the hindrances, so that what we would receive would be an open way for us to walk in blessing and favor. There is no need for a breakthrough, because the minute we receive Him, He is the door that opens the way through every breakthrough.
Amen.
Through every hindrance, there's nothing that can stop us. And when God opened my mind to this, I was like, oh my goodness, my mind needs to be renewed, because I've been putting myself back over here behind some wall or some barrier that doesn't exist.
Right.
And there is no need for a breakthrough. We already have our breakthrough.
That's right. You just need to walk in it.
Amen.
You need to feel it. You need to start this way, that
yes.
you already have your breakthrough. What does it mean? That you already have your promotion. It just may be a matter of a few days, I don't know,
mm-hmm.
but God already done it for you. And I think this is the key. You have
yeah.
your breakthrough.
Yeah.
That is powerful. That is very powerful.
It was an incredible revelation, but it really made me realize, why have I been struggling so hard if we don't have to work for it?
Right.
Because I was putting myself back under what had happened before, rather than stepping in to what God has given me. This is why it's important we renew our minds. It is God's will for you to be
right.
blessed. And there is no need to have a breakthrough. Your breakthrough comes when you say, yes, God, I'm going to be in alignment with you. Jesus, come into my heart. Because remember, what's Jesus? Jesus is God coming down upon the earth
right.
as a man in order to fulfill all the laws, because we couldn't do that on our own.
Right.
And then once He did that, He now had righteousness. And now He gives that to us when we believe in Him and say, come into my heart. We now receive the gift of righteousness. That righteousness now makes us clear any barrier,
right.
any obstacle. It also makes it any shortcomings or mistakes that we made are cleared away. It also means that if we were born without certain advantages,
mm-hmm.
or we felt like our parents didn't give us all the opportunities
mm-hmm.
that maybe Joe had or somebody else had down the road, it's not going to hinder us.
Nope.
Because when we receive this, it leaps past all of that, and we end up with a clean slate, meaning we have opportunity to succeed and prosper in all ways, totally and completely.
Absolutely. And here how it's happened. I'm going back to the story you asked
me
about.
Yeah, tell the story.
See, we do that. It's part of our life. So whatever blessing we want to receive, we just take it. We receive it
mm-hmm.
right away. Ted and I were at the conference in Texas, right? And we were sitting in the audience, and the person on the podium was talking about the blessing they have when they go to restaurants, right? And he was saying, when I go to this Cheesecake Factory, oh, they know me. So as soon as they see me, even if there is a line, say, Mr. So-and-so, this way. And he just goes and walks, and they give him the best booth in the house, and he gets preferential treatment. What does it sound to you like? Favor, right?
It sounded like bad news to me, because we had planned to go to the Cheesecake Factory at lunchtime, and
That's right.
Knew when everybody heard that story that they were going to go too.
So. And lo and behold, it did happen. But see, what happened was we said, we want that favor, right?
Yeah.
We took it. We received it immediately. And we believed that we're going to get preferential treatment. Well, we decided to go to Cheesecake Factory. We went. And lo and behold, we come
Everybody
there.
Everybody else showed up.
Hundreds of people. The line is huge. We said, we have the favor. So we put our name on the list, and the lady says there is more than an hour wait. I said, whoa, you know, it's a long wait. Mm-hmm. You know, our break was like an hour and a half. Yes. So I said, well, we got the favor. In 10 minutes, we are being called. We're so excited about it. We didn't expect, you know, the time to shrink from an hour to 10 minutes. And then we've been taken to the booth, to our table, I should say. And I'm passing, you know, by some little tables, you know, for two people.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, okay.
That would look nice.
I will settle for that, you know, because so many people are waiting. You know, it's just crazy. It's crazy, you know. But we were taken to the very private booth that was like Godfather's booth, you know, like
in the corner, in the back.
It was beautiful booth for six people. When we got there, I was like, I was stunned. I know there are so many people, you know, waiting in there. And I said, oh, is it for us? You know, and the hostess say, yes, guys, this is your booth. This is your table. I said, thank you, guys. Praise God. We receive our favor. We receive our booth. We're blessed and highly favored. We sat there like kings and queens. Oh, my God. We were observing entire restaurant. Another detail I forgot to mention. Before we got called, they actually had to turn about.
The manager came out, and the manager said to a group of about 40 or 50 people, we're not going to have room for you, and you probably should go to another restaurant. And all these people turned around and went away.
He apologized and said, we don't have room right now. You're full.
So when they sat us at this table, I just kept looking, going, wow, I mean, this can't be our table, because look, and I even said to the guy, I said, you know, there's only two of us, and he's like, yes, this is the table we're giving you, and it was an incredible experience where we just knew that it was God's blessing and favor upon us, and we could feel how much God loved us, and that's the thing is, you're a child of God, God loves you, He wants to do good things for you, and even though
right.
it might look like, oh my goodness, the wait is too long, you know, we walked past so many tables on the way back to that far back corner, and I was thinking, well, that little booth for two looks good, well, there's a table for four, okay, I could sit out there in the middle, that's all right, I'll sit there, and they just kept walking past until we got to this back one, and then they said, here it is, this is your table, and that's how unmerited favor works, isn't it?
I know. See, we didn't have to bribe anybody, right?
No.
It was our first time at this restaurant, right?
Yeah.
Did we deserve it? God thinks we did.
Yeah.
That is the most important thing. God thinks and God knows that you deserve good life, that you deserve abundance. Abundance. This is His word, right?
Yes.
You deserve favor wherever you go. Take it. Receive it. It's going to jump on you right now.
Here in Hebrews 4:16, it says, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. In those times where we're thinking, oh my goodness, we may not have any lunch, that's the time to remember that favor is upon you and God is working with you and He's going to open the way for you to get your needs met. He doesn't just want to meet your needs, He wants to meet your desires, the desires
right.
of your heart. And you've got to know that He's pouring that blessing out upon you every single day. As you hear this message today, I want you to understand and realize how powerful it is. As I said, there are still, we can break the limitations of our mind to understand that you are a child of God and that God loves you and He wants you to receive increase and blessing. He wants you to be healthy. This is His desire.
Right.
As Liza was saying, though, you've got to understand that and receive that. Don't let yourself get caught into thinking that there are barriers and there are obstacles. All of the barriers have been knocked down. That was why God came and walked on the earth as a man, to knock down the barriers that we couldn't knock down on our own. Mm-hmm. And he was knocking those down so that he could do what he always wanted to do, which is bless you. That he wanted to pour out his favor upon you, that he wanted you to be financially abundant, that he wanted you to have abundance in all things, so that you could have the health and healing, no matter what the disease is called or the condition. There's no reason. And it doesn't matter what kind of situation you were born into, as I said. That is all washed away so that you can step into a clear, plain, level playing field, so that you can be blessed totally and completely.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Praise God. What a beautiful life we have with God, right?
I know. It's incredible.
Yes. Physically, spiritually, and financially. God never stops working for you guys. 24/7, He is sending His angels, deploying help into your life, sending people to assist you on your journey. Because God is a caring God. He loves you. He's a very personal God. And all you have to do is attune your spirit to the voice of God. I want you to start desiring it in your heart. Just say it within yourself. I want to hear the voice of God. I want to see Him. I want to see His angels. I want to know where to go and what to do every day of my life. This is the most important thing, your personal relationship with God, because God is an expert on your life. You are an expert on your life. Together, you are the most important team to achieve the goals that you set up for yourself. The voice of God is the leading factor in this process.
Check out this verse here. This is an incredible one. This is Proverbs 22:11. He says, "He who loves purity of heart and has grace on his lips, the king will be his friend."
Oh!
How many times are you trying to become friends with somebody who has influence, right? And it's talking about here that, you know, whether you're trying to get influence with that guy that has all the connections, if you've got grace and that grace is on your lips, it's going to draw him to you. Because here it says the king will be his friend. It's not that you're trying to befriend the king or figure out how am I going to get in there, how do I work it. The king's going to come and want to be your friend. That person of influence is going to come in and want to be your friend. And it says you were talking about that this blessing that is on you, this unmerited favor, also rubs off so that other people start to see that and they want it. And that's why the king would come and want to be your friend. That's why the person of influence would come and want to be your friend.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Love it. Totally love it. Grace. Grace is abound. See? Because we walk in favor, it happens. We believe it. We take it. We declare it. But we also listen to the voice of God, to the promptings of the Spirit, and we act on it. And that's what we want to encourage you to do today. Stay with us. Learn from us. Learn the most important thing in your life, how to be guided by the Spirit of God. He will take you places that you've never even dreamed of. Invite God into your heart. Open yourself to be the person He created you to be. You don't need to be somebody else. You just need to be the person He created you to be, with the seed of love, His love in your heart. His voice, His love will take you to the highest heights. Be blessed.
Amen. On next week's show, View from Above, we're going to talk about life requires vision. We're going to help you to establish the vision that God has for you, and you'll watch how that will open doors for you and carry you forward unbelievably like you've never experienced before in your life. Join us next week on View from Above.
We love you, and God loves you. Be blessed.